So, could you start by telling me what you do around campus?
So yeah, I'm a neuroscience major. Working on my last year as a pre-med.
So I've got job hunt. I'm also putting together my med school application.
Maybe my biggest time commitment outside of academics is my involvement with the Sigma Chi fraternity.
I'm in On Tap, which is a dance group.
I'm vice president of child education for Gano on campus.
I'm trying to become more involved as well in a new church group.
And I do research at the business school.
I work on Duke EMS on campus, and so I'm a crew chief for that. I've been working there since the start of my sophomore year.
I'm currently taking 5.5 credits. I'm overloading.
Yeah, I'm also an RA. I almost forget that I do it because I've done it for 2 years now, and it's almost just a part of like my daily life, you know, here on campus.
I think that there is often the concern that, are you doing enough? And so even if you're not like as busy, there's a constant worry that, you know, should I be doing something else now? Should I be working on my, like, building myself as an applicant? And so I think that there's that attitude of busyness, like, involved, and like it's kind of expected that we're busy at all times. And so
yeah, definitely. I mean, I remember first semester freshman year, I didn't get, like, super involved right when I got here just because I was, like, easing into school and everything and thought I shouldn't, you know, take on everything at once. And I felt really awkward about it because everyone else I knew was going to a million meetings. And it was definitely the, like, who's busier kind of thing. And I think you definitely fall into that as your time goes along here, that it's the who's busiest, whose Google Calendar looks most terrifying contest, kind of.
It's a little, it's not quite a toxic culture, but it definitely hints at the underlying culture at Duke, where it's not as cutthroat as other schools are, not by a long shot. There's a lot of collaboration, but definitely that really shows that people are still very internally competitive, and they're competitive in all aspects, whether it be social, academic, and I too am guilty of perpetrating that culture.
I mean, I think that it's, you know, the culture of Duke or higher education in general is that people like to talk about how busy they are. I mean, people often, you know, say, oh, I've got two tests and an essay this weekend. And the other person's like, oh, well, I've got three and four essays, so fuck you.
And it's kind of a competition.
It on one hand, like, it's nice that we can commiserate on that, but you know, you wonder if that's the right attitude to you know, like, make healthy life.
And I just want to say, just, you know, you have your thing. I get it. I don't want to hear about it. Just say you're having a busy time. That's what I'll tell you too. I don't want to give you an exact breakdown of my schedule. I don't want to hear an exact breakdown of your schedule and compare and see who's more busy. I hate that part of Duke at times.
I guess some people interpret it as, you know, like, talking about how busy you are contributes to the culture where you feel like that you need to be busy, and that if you're not perpetually busy, you're in some way falling behind. And I totally see that that's true. But at least when I, like, you know, I never discuss my busyness at all with malicious intent. You know, it's difficult. It's difficult to schedule things always. That's just kind of life, and if we could talk about it with each other, then it's kind of comforting. You're just like, you know, like FOMO. People are always afraid of missing out on things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was missing out on things because I'm so busy, and like literally no one else ever had to miss out on anything, like, I would feel like a freak, and I would just be like, "You're killing yourself somehow, like, slowly. You know, why are you doing this?" But to know that other people have to go through the same thing, that they also make sacrifices, I find it comforting to a degree.
So this whole kind of culture, how would you tell yourself to deal with it if you could go back in time?
Like, it should be a conflict between future self and present self, whereas for a lot of people, instead, it's a conflict between present self and present other people, which is the wrong way to go about it. You know, other people should not be the bar against which you judge yourself. They should just be there to provide, like, insight and points of comparison to, you know, help you in being educated in that present versus future negotiation within yourself.
Steven, just focus on you being happy and doing things for you and not feeling the need to overexert yourself because you feel like you have to, because in the end, it will all fall apart and you just have to make sure you commit to a few things that you actually like and you'll be much happier.